互相的勉励。
And this afternoon we'll use chapter 3 of Colossians for mutual exaltation.
那这第三章我把它取一个主题叫做和谐的生活。
And the title is The Harmonious Life.
和谐这是生活中很值得去追求的。
And it is something for us to pursue for in life indeed.
那在第三章里面在谈到在各方面我们要追求和谐。
And here in chapter 3 of Colossians, it mentions that we must pursue for harmony in all aspects of life.
第三章的第一节到第四节,
from verse 1 to 4,
所以在谈到神跟人之间的和谐。
Here it speaks about the harmony between God and man.
我们信主之后,
after we believe in God,
我们要跟神有很和睦、很亲近的关系。
We must establish a close and harmonious relationship with God. Because He is our Lord.
那这个跟神的关系要很和谐，当然消极上来说就是不要犯罪。
And passively speaking, to be harmonious with God, it means that we should not sin.
因为我们以前还没有受洗前是神的敌人。
Because prior to our baptism, we are the enemies of God.
那个时候我们有罪。
And at that time, we had sinned.
所以在公义的神面前，我们跟他是仇敌。And
therefore, before our righteous God, we are His enemy.
那信主之后，要跟神和睦，消极上来说，不要再犯罪。And
therefore, after we have been baptized into Christ, we should not sin anymore.
那有罪的，要赶快求神赦免。And
those who have sinned need to ask for God's forgiveness.
使我们能够跟神再合一。So
that we can be at one peace with God again.
那更积极上来说。
And actively speaking,
我们要跟神关系很和睦、很亲近，就是记载三章的第一节到第四节。
In order for us to have harmony with God, it is recorded here in verse 1 to 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
你们若真与基督复活，就应当求那在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节。
Verse 2.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地面的事。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Verse 4.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这里说，我们与基督一同死了。Here
it mentions that we died with Christ.
现在我们与基督一同活过来。And
now we are resurrected with Him.
受洗是与基督同死。And
to be baptized into Christ means to die with Christ.
受洗起来之后，是与基督同活。And
after we arose from baptism, we live with Christ.
所以第三章第一节到第四节在谈到要思念上面的事。
Therefore here from verses 1 to 4 means that we need to think about the things above.
要追求上面的事。
And to pursue for the things that are above.
这个思念是指的我们心思状态。
Here it talks about the conditions of our heart.
那追求是指的我们在生活上实际的一些表现。
And to pursue for these things means the things that we pursue for in life.
这个信主之后，我们的心里的思念，还有生活上实际的表现呢，要以上面的事情为主。
And that is to say, after we have been baptized into Christ, we must set our minds and also our actions on the things above.
这个上面的事就是神的事，属灵的事情。
And the things above here means the heavenly things, things that belong to God.
像这个圣经里面说。 我们不要思念地面的事。
Here the Bible says that we should not think about the things on the earth.
第三节说，因为我们已经死了。
Because verse 3 says that we have already died.
这死就指着没有盼望的意思。
And death means that we have no hope.
如果我们对世界有盼望，我们就不需要信耶稣。
Because if we have hope in this world, then there's no need for us to believe in Christ.
所以我们信耶稣就是宣布，从今以后我对世界没有盼望。
And once we accepted Christ, it means that we have proclaimed our death to the world. Because one day this world will pass away. And that is to say, once you accepted Christ, you proclaim that now my hope is in the heavens. My hope is in God.
那我们信主之后就要用实际的表现来表现到我们的盼望。
And after we believe in Christ, we need to use our actions to manifest our hope in Christ.
所以箴言里面有一句话说，我儿啊，求你要将心归我。
Therefore, in the Proverbs it says that my son return to me.
这神对人在呼叫。
And this is the calling of God towards mankind.
呼叫人说，我的儿子啊。
To call to man, my son.
你要把你的心归向我。
Return your heart to me.
神好像父亲。
Our God is like our heavenly Father.
神看人的心啊，一直往世俗的道路去。
And our God see our hearts going after the trends of this world.
啊，神的心很难过。
And indeed, he is very sad.
所以这个雅各书里面说。
Therefore, in the book of James, it says.
他说神爱我们是恋爱至于嫉妒的。
That our God is a jealous God.
啊，不，这个本来嫉妒是不好的。
And indeed, jealousy is not a good thing.
但是圣经里面说神是忌邪的神，这个忌邪哈、哦。我说我们去翻译圣翻翻那个英文圣经啊，忌邪是跟嫉妒同一个字。
But the Bible says that God is a jealous God. And it's the same word.
那为什么嫉妒是不好的？神又说他是嫉妒的神。
So if we think that jealousy is not good, then why do we describe God as a jealous God?
因为圣经里面在描写我们跟神的关系，好像夫妻的关系。
Because the Bible describes a relationship with God as that of between husband and his wife.
那这个关系里面就含有嫉妒的成分。
And within this element of relationship, jealousy is present.
哦，所以神爱我们爱到当我们去心跑到世界去的时候，神会嫉妒的。
Therefore, God loves us to the extent that if our hearts were to pursue after the world, He will become jealous.
那么，如果神开始有了嫉妒，我们跟神的关系就没有办法很和睦。
So once God is jealous because of us, then we have no longer harmony with Him.
所以有人在解释啊，为什么神要亚伯兰献独生子
？And therefore, some people may explain as to why Abraham need to sacrifice his son Isaac.
亚伯兰本来跟神很好。
Indeed, Abraham was on a good term with God.
他跟神很亲近。
He was very close to God.
他是神的朋友。
And he was a friend of God.
但是亚伯兰生了独生儿子之后
，But after he has given birth to his only son Isaac,
一百岁生的。
And he gave birth to Isaac when he was 100 years old.
而且又是独一的儿子。
And he is his only son.
所以从亚伯兰有那个儿子以后
，And after Abraham has his only son,
他整个心、整个生活都是以儿子为中心。
And we can see that now he focuses his life and all his attention on his only son.
所以神已经被挤到一旁去了。
And God is now put on the side.
因此神要再一次调整。
So God needs to transform his heart.
要调整使这个亚伯兰再一次把神放在中心。
So that Abraham will put God as the top priority in his life.
那这个调整就是你把你的儿子献给我。
And therefore he need to test him, that is to sacrifice your son to me.
那如果亚伯兰愿意把这个最宝贵的儿子都献给神
，If Abraham was willing to sacrifice his most beloved son to God,
表示说在亚伯兰心里面神已经又恢复最重要的地位。
And that means that God has restored his top priority place in Abraham's heart.
所以圣经描写说亚伯兰到年纪大的时候啊，神的恩典、神的同在没有减少。
Therefore, the Bible describes that when Abraham was in his elderly age, God's mercy never departed from him.
因为我们看亚伯兰的生活
，Because when we look at Abraham's life,
真的是思念上面的事，追求上面的事情。
Indeed, he set his mind on the things above, and he pursued the heavenly things.
希伯来书里面说
，And the book of Hebrews says,
说亚伯兰到了迦南地
，That when Abraham reached the land of Canaan,
他还是做客旅住帐篷。
He was still a sojourner over there, and he dwelt in tents.
他的生活还很简单。
His life was very simple.
因为亚伯兰到迦南地的时候，他已经向往一个更美的家乡。
Because when Abraham reached the land of Canaan, he was hoping and looking forward to a better land.
就是神所经营、所建造的。
And that is a beautiful place that is built by God.
那亚伯兰因为一心一意向往神，向往那个神所经营的家乡，所以相对的，他在地上的生活很简单，做客旅、住帐篷。
Because the only hope that Abraham has in life is to pursue for this heavenly home. Therefore, his life in this world was very simple.
因此，我们今天要跟神和睦啊，要跟神亲近啊，尽量做得到的范围，生活要越简单越好。
Therefore, today, in order for us to draw close to God and to have harmony with Him, we need to have a life of simplicity.
因为越简单的生活，我们越容易把心放在神的事情上。
Because the more simple your life is, the easier it is for you to set your mind on God.
因为我们看中国现在，同样现在中国大陆的信徒跟文比较这个物质生活比较发达地区的信徒就是不一样。
Because now, if we were to compare our members in mainland China and those members in other free world countries, indeed that's a great difference.
因为他物质生活很简单。
Because their material life was very simple.
所以相对的，他们的心呢、啊、比较容易归向神。
And therefore, it is easier for them to draw close to God.
那我们物质生活太丰富了。
And for us, our material life is so abundant.
相对我们的心就没有办法归给神。
So therefore, it is hard for us to return our heart to God.
因此，这个启示录里面说。
Therefore, the book of Revelation says.
说那个宝座的旁边就是四活物。
That there are four living creatures around the throne of God.
四活物的外面才是十二位长老。
And outside of these four living creatures are the 12 elders.
那再来就是十四万四千人。
And then later is 144,000 people.
所以将来在天国跟神最近的在主耶稣宝座的旁边的就是四活物。
Therefore, in future, those who are closest to the throne are the four living creatures.
那个四活物有一个特性就是像老鹰。
And one of the characteristics, one of them is like an eagle.
就是非常超越。
And that is he transcends above all.
超越地上，高飞在天。
He transcends above all things and he flies in the sky above.
所以将来在天国如果我们要很靠近神，我们这个地面上要超越。
Therefore, in future, for us to draw close to God, we need to transcend all things in this world.
我们心要归给神，要用心来亲近神。
Our hearts must be returned to God, and we must draw close to Him.
要用我们的心跟神亲密。
Our hearts must indeed be close to God.
这样我们生活才能够跟神合一，我们才有一种内心有一种甜蜜的感觉。
So that our life can be in harmony, and we can have sweet peace within our hearts.
因为如果我们跟神貌合神离，只是为这个安息日来这里坐一坐，我们整个心都在世界，我们感受不到内心那种甜美。
If our relationship with God is merely superficial, and we are only Sabbath observers, then we cannot have sweet peace in our daily life.
因为我们跟神中间的，我们心里面有一个物质在阻挡。
Because between us and God, we are separated by this thing called material life.
有一个地面上的事情在阻挡。
There's something in this world that is hindering us to come to God.
所以哥罗西书第一章的第四节在讲神跟人之间的和谐。
So here in Colossians chapter 3 verse 4, it talks about harmony between us and God.
它的要点就是要把心归给神。
And the criteria is for us to return our heart to God.
要追求，要思念上面的事情。
That is to set our mind on the things above.
那这第五节跟到第九节是在讲第十节是在讲肉体跟心灵的和谐。
And from verse 5 to verse 10, it speaks about the harmony between that of the flesh and that of the mind.
这个也是不简单的。
And indeed, this is not easy.
因为我们人有肉体的生活。
Because for us, we have physical life in this world.
但是我们人也有心灵上的生活。
But also, we have our spiritual life to take care of.
这个两个会互相影响。
And these two are in close relationship with one another.
如果肉体的生活，我们走的方向不对，会影响我们心灵生活。
If our physical life is on the wrong path, it will again influence our spiritual life.
那如果这个肉体的生活，我们方向走的对了，同样会带给我们心灵生活有不同的感受。
If our physical life is on the right path, it again will have great impact on our spiritual life.
这个第五节到第十节在重点就是讲如果我们的心灵要过得很平安、很和谐，我们要制止肉体的情欲。
Here from verse 5 to verse 10, it says that in order for our hearts to be at peace with God, we need to put to death our flesh.
请看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
哥罗西书三章的第五节。
Colossians 3 verse 5.
所以要致使你们地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲、贪婪。贪婪就是与拜偶像一样。第六节。
Verse 6.
这些事，神的愤怒必临到那薄利之子。第七节。
Verse 7.
当你们这一切是活着的时候，也曾这样行过。第八节。
Verse 8.
但是你们现在要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。第九节。
Verse 9.
不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去旧人和做人的行为。第十节。
Verse 10.
要穿上新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。这个第五节到第十节在讲两种生活方式。
Here verses 5 to 10 point to two different kinds of lifestyles.
一个就是顺着肉体的欲望去活。
And one is to live according to the desires of the flesh.
你想看什么你就看。
And you look at whatever you desire.
你想听什么你就听。
And you listen to whatever you want to.
你想讲什么你就讲。
And you speak whatever comes to your mind.
你想做什么你就做。
And you do whatever you want to do.
顺着肉体。
You go according to the desires of the flesh.
那这是现在一般人的生活方式。
And this is what is the this is the main lifestyle of most people today.
讲到最后，关键一句话就是要讨肉体喜欢。
And in summary, it means that you are following the desire of the flesh.
所以顺着肉体的欲望，牵着鼻子去走。
And you go according to the pleasures that your flesh will give you.
但是这种顺着肉体的欲望去的生活，到最后是带来神的愤怒。
However, such a kind of lifestyle will in the end bring the wrath of God.
带来良心的不安。
And you will bring your conscience at stake.
如果有圣灵，会带来圣灵的担忧。
And if you have the Holy Spirit will grieve within you.
所以你看你如果你眼睛想要看什么电影，你都看，你回家很难睡觉。
And therefore, if you allow your eyes to see whatever movies that come along, it will be hard for you to go to sleep.
圣灵会自责，会责备你。
Because the Holy Spirit within you will grieve.
如果一群人在一起聊天。
And if there's a group of people who are speaking and having conversations.
你嘴巴什么想要讲，你什么都讲。
And your speech is loose.
开始批评这个也不好，那个也不好。
And you criticize this and that.
你回到家里面，你的心得不到平安。
And upon returning home, your heart will not be at peace.
因为圣灵跟良心会责备我们。
Because the Holy Spirit and the conscience within you are rebuking you.
所以一个人啊，如果顺从这个欲望啊，在活着，心没有平安。
Therefore, if a person is living according to the desires of his flesh, his heart will not be at peace.
圣灵会担忧。
Because the Holy Spirit will grieve.
但是反过来说哈。
On the other hand,
如果我们能够控制自己的欲望。
If we can exercise self-control in accordance of our desires,
不让恶的欲望来控制我们的生活
，so that we will not let evil desires overcome us.
那这里恶的欲望就是邪情啊、污秽啊、淫乱、恶欲。
And here it describes all the evil desires in verse 5.
贪心啊
，and greed, such as greed.
啊，恼恨、愤怒
，fornication, uncleanness.
啊，毁谤的言语
，evil desires, passion,
谎言。
And also lies.
如果这些我们能够把它控制住
，If we were able to control all these,
虽然一时你觉得很不方便，一时你觉得啊相当不舒服
，Although at first you will find it hard to discipline yourself,
但是到最后你会觉得心里很平安。
However, at the end you will reap peace within your heart.
所以罗马书里面说
，Therefore the book of Romans says.
我们看罗马书
，Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的十五章。
Romans 15.
啊，十四章。
Romans 14.
啊，十七节。
Verse 17.
神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，还圣灵中的喜乐。这里说神的国在乎公义跟和平。
Here it says that the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy.
这个和平也可以指的平安。
And here harmony means peace.
还有圣灵中的喜乐。
And also joy in the Holy Spirit.
那这三个是连在一起的。
And these three elements are interconnected.
公义就是没有罪。
To have righteousness means that you have no sin.
所以这个生活，我们如果能够控制恶的欲望
，So if we can exercise self-control in our lives,
就我们活在神的公义里面。
And that is, we live within the righteousness of God.
神跟我们同在，内心很平安。
And God dwells within us, and we have peace in our heart.
因为我们活在公义里面。
Because we live in His righteousness.
圣灵很容易充满，很容易，圣灵很容易充满我们。
And it is easier for the Holy Spirit to fill us.
所以我们心中有平安，有喜乐。
Therefore, we can have peace and joy in our hearts.
那这就是神的国的实现。
And therefore, this is the manifestation of the kingdom of God.
那这就是将来我们要去那个天国的滋味。
And this is how we'll feel in the heavenly land that we are going to.
所以以色列百姓进入迦南地之后
，Therefore, when the Israelites enter the land of Canaan,
神跟他们讲。
God spoke to them.
你们还要征战。
That you are going to battle again.
要把这个异族全部都杀掉。
That is, you have to kill all those tribes around you.
才真的有平安。
Then you can have true peace.
我们信主耶稣之后，我们的内心里面有很多的异族啊。
And after we believe in Christ, we have all these other foreign tribes within our hearts.
我们要靠着神的能力都把它消灭掉了，我们里面才会有真正的平安。
We need to depend on the power of God to kill all of them, then we can have true peace within our hearts.
所以很多人很注重啊物质生活，这个肉体生活的这个快乐。
And we see most people they will pay great emphasis upon material life.
好，肉体生活的快乐。
And to have pleasures in their flesh.
但是。常常发现了内心没有平安。
But they find that they have no true peace in their heart.
内心真正的平安。
And the true peace within your heart.
这段圣经告诉我们是要致死情欲的。
Is what is recorded here in the Bible that is to put to death the members of the flesh.
要靠着神的话语，要靠着圣灵的能力。
And to depend on the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit.
那这样我们生活才有和谐。
So that we can have a harmonious life.
心灵上的和谐。
That is peace within our heart.
好，我们再看。哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn back again to Colossians chapter 3.
十二节一直到十六节。
Verse 12 to 16.
那这一段圣经啊，也可以指的教会生活。
Here, these two Bible verses refer to our church life.
因为我们教会的信徒啊，不是菜市场的那一群人。
Because our church is not like a market. place.
因为菜市场的一群人啊，你去买东西买完了，那一群人散掉了都没有关系啊。
Because if you look at the people at the marketplace, they come together and they will disperse thereafter.
那圣经里面在描写说，教会是基督的身体。
Whereas the church is the body of Christ.
是身体。
It is the body.
而且教会是主耶稣的一个家。
And also the church is the house of God.
当然用这个两个名词来描写，就发现说教会里面的弟兄姐妹有时候比我们肉体的亲兄弟弟兄姊妹关系更亲密。
So if you were to look at these two descriptions, then the relationship between our church brothers and sisters are even closer than our blood relationship.
因为这是一个家庭。
Because this is a family.
这是一个身体。
And it is a body.
所以这无形中也指的说每一个信徒都是身体的一部分。
And that is to say, each and every member is a member of this body.
也指着说每一个信徒都是家庭里面的一份子。
And that is to say, every believer is a member of this household of God.
那问题就出在这里。
And this is where the issue comes.
家庭需要亲密。
And we need to have closeness within the family.
身体需要合一。
And the body needs to be united.
但是每一个人又不完全。
However, each individual is not perfect.
所以在亲密合一的当中，问题就产生了。
So therefore, as we try to draw close to one another,problems may arise.
是人跟人之间没有办法和谐。
Therefore, man and man can no longer have harmony.
因为我们是追求是亲密跟合一。
Because what we're trying to pursue for is harmony and closeness.
哦，所以才会有摩擦。
So therefore, there may be some conflict.
你到菜市场去买菜就不会有这个摩擦。
And this will not happen if you go to the marketplace.
因此，这个十二节告诉我们要追求教会生活的和睦。
So here in verse 12, it says that in order to pursue for harmony within the church,
有几点很重要的美德我们要装饰。
There are several virtues that we need to adorn ourselves with.
那我们在教会里面就可以看到和谐。
So that within our church, we can see harmony.
就可以感受到以赛亚书里面说啊，那个豺狼啦、狮子啦、毒蛇啦、猛兽啦、小孩子啦，都住在同一个山，彼此不会相咬。
So that our situation will be likened to what is described in the book of Isaiah, where all the bees, such as the lion and the lamb, they can all dwell together in harmony.
就是各种不同个性、不同背景、不同文化的人混在一起啊，不会发生问题，很和谐。
And to put to our situation today, it means that people from all cultures and all races can all come together in harmony.
那要达到那一种很和谐的教会生活，我们需要有一些美德上的装饰。
And in order for us to pursue for this harmonious church life, there are several virtues we need to adorn ourselves.
请看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
哥罗西书三章的十二节。
Colossians 3, verse 12.
所以你们既然是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。十三节。
Verse 13.
倘若这个人与那个人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。哦，主怎样饶恕你们？你们也要怎样饶恕人？十四节。
Verse 14.
在这一切之外，要存着爱心。爱心是联络全德的。
Verse 14. It says that, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
好，这个十四节在讲说，爱心是联络全德的。
Here, verse 14 describes love as the bond of perfection.
好，这个全德哈。美德就是指的这个十二节下面讲这些美德，其实都是从爱心来的。
And all these virtues described in verse 12 and 13 are all issues are all arising from love.
怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐，哦，彼此包容、彼此饶恕，这个都是从爱心来的。
And all these virtues in verse 12 and 13 issues from love.
所以这个爱心就是把这些美德，好像这个绳子这样把它贯成一串。
So we can see that love is like a thread that passes through them all.
因此教会的生活如果大家有爱心就等于在你的景象上也挂了这一串的美德。
So therefore, if we have love within our church life, it means that we have this virtue around our neck.
那 每一个人的身上都挂有这个爱心所产生的美德，这个教会就和睦了。
If all of us can carry all these virtues of love, then this church will have great harmony.
因此这个教会生活没有办法和睦，当然一个是讲我们每一个都有缺点。
So if we find that there's no harmony within church, it means that we are at, we have fallen short of God.
但是这也是在讲说，哦，我们的爱心不够。
But it also means that we are not complete in our love.
所以这个连带那个爱心所产生的美德不够。
So therefore, we cannot be perfect in the virtues that comes from love.
那这十二节第一个讲说要怜悯。
Here in verse 12, it says that first we must have tender mercy.
这个怜悯是消极上来指的是指没有给人的罪啊。加以刑罚，加以审判。
And to have mercy means that you do not put a punishment upon the sins that people commit.
先看啊，马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew 18.
马太福音的十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
啊，对不起，先看路加福音第六章。
Let's look at Luke 16. Luke 6 first.
路加福音的第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
36.
Verse 36.
这里说你们要慈悲像你们的父慈悲一样。再看三十五节。
Let's look at verse 35.
你们要爱仇敌，要善待他们，并要借给人，不指望偿还，你们的赏赐就必大了，你们也必做至高者的儿子，因为他恩待那忘恩和作恶的人。这个三十六节说我们要慈悲像父一样慈悲。
Here verse 36 that we say that we must be merciful just like our Heavenly Father.
这是结论。
And this is the conclusion.
那三十五节他就讲这个实际上的表现。
And verse 35 spoke about the concrete actions in life.
说他恩待那忘恩和作恶的人。
And that is to say you love your enemies.
最后一句哈。三十五节的最后一句说他恩待那忘恩和作恶的人。
And that is to say you're kind to the unthankful and the evil ones.
可见说一个人如果有父亲这种慈悲
And that is to say, if a person can have mercy like the Heavenly Father,
那对忘恩跟作恶的人我们也可以接纳
Then he will be able to accept those who are unthankful or evil to him.
那这两个是一般人所最不能够接受的
And these two criteria of people are what is most unacceptable for most people.
我们对一个人很好
If we're good to someone,
但是另外一个人对我们不好
butthe person is not good to us in return.
这个是我们很难接受的。
It is something difficult for us to accept.
这个叫做忘恩。
And that is to say the person is unthankful.
但是会因为一个人的慈悲，这个就被包容了。
However, if the person is merciful, this will be covered up.
所以马太福音十八章里面说
，Therefore Matthew 18 says，
他说我们要怜悯赦免别人，像天父赦免我们。
That is to say, we must forgive others just like our Heavenly Father who forgives us.
那这个怜悯一个更积极的表现呢、啊，就是实际对别人的关怀。
And another more active component is to show care and concern to others.
先看路加福音的第十章。
Let's turn to Luke 10.
路加福音的第十章。
Luke chapter 10.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
他说是怜悯他的耶稣说你照样去行吧。主耶稣说律法里面最大的诫命有两条。
Here Jesus says that there are two greatest part law of the, law.
一个是要爱神一个要爱邻舍。
And first is to love your God and second to love your enemy.
这个律法就问他说谁是邻舍。
However, here, the person asking, who is my neighbor?
主耶稣就讲一个比喻。
And then Lord Jesus spoke of a parable.
就是一个人被强盗打得半死的比喻。
That is a person who was being stripped off by a robber.
到最后，谁是他的邻舍？
And in the end, who is his neighbor?
就是怜悯他的。
It's the one who showed mercy to him.
所以在这个实际的生活，对人有怜悯的心。
So therefore, in our actual life, if we show mercy towards others,
我们常常会带给人跟人之间的和谐。
It will bring about great harmony between one another.
那第二个哥罗西书里面讲的是恩慈。
And the second element spoken in Colossians is kindness.
那恩慈在罗马书里面特别谈到是指的罪恶。
And here in the book of Romans, it refers to evil.
请看罗马书的第二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 2.
罗马书第二章的第四节。
Romans 2 verse 4.
你还藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改吗？这里讲说神的恩慈到最后是要领我们悔改。
Here it says that the goodness and the kindness of God will lead us to repentance in the end.
神没有照我们的罪来对待我们，是因为他对我们有恩慈。
And God did not punish us according to our sins. It is all because of His mercy.
如果神照我们的罪来对待我们，今天我们有谁能够坐在这里？
If God were to punish us according to our sins, how many of us can sit here today?
如果换我们来当神
If we were to be in the place of God,
今天世界上有几个人还能够活着
And how many people in this world will be continuing to live?
所以今天我们有很多的罪
Therefore, today we have many sins.
但是我们还活在神的恩典当中。
But still, we live in the mercy of God.
因为神有恩慈。
Because God has abundant goodness.
因此要保持教会的和谐，就是我们需要有恩慈的美德，包容别人的罪。
And therefore, in order to have harmony within the church, we must show kindness and goodness towards others.
好像神在包容我们一样。
Just like how our Lord embraces us with His goodness.
那这样啊，这个教会才会和谐。
Then our church will have harmony.
好，那第三个啊，哥罗西书第三章的十二节。
And the third comment in Colossians 3 verse 12.
所谦虚。
It refers to humility.
和谐是从谦虚来的。
And to have harmony, it means that one must be, it comes from humility.
所谓谦虚就是看别人比自己强。
And to be humble means that you look at others, esteem others better than yourself.
所谓谦虚就是服侍别人。
And if you're humble, you will serve others.
就是这样主耶稣的表现。
And just like how our Lord Jesus Christ did.
他来不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍别人。
Jesus Christ did not come to serve, but to serve others.
所以我们想，如果大家来教会都要别人服侍。
So if we were to think about this fact, if everyone comes to the church waiting to be served,
那我想一大堆怨言会发生。
Then I believe there will be many complaints.
他也不做事，他也不做事，等着别人服侍。
That this person does not do this nor that, he's waiting to be served.
那这个教会一定很难和谐。
Then this church, it will be difficult for the church to have harmony.
但是如果大家来教会都想要服侍人。
However, if all of us come with a humble heart to serve,
这个教会一定很和谐的。
Then this church will have great harmony.
因为大家都像仆人。
Because every one of us is like servants.
没有一个人带有权柄在想要别人服侍，在管辖别人。
And none of us are those in authority to waiting for us for others to be served.
哦，所以这个谦虚是使神的家里面和谐一个非常重要的美德。
Therefore, humility is one of the great virtues to achieve harmony within the church.
那下面说忍耐温柔。
And next is meekness.
我们知道温柔也很重要。
And we know that meekness and gentleness is very important.
温柔能避免人跟人之间的冲突。
If one is gentle and meek, it will prevent conflict arising.
摩西比众人更谦和。
And we see that Moses, he is the most humblest person on earth.
英文叫做 meek, 就是谦温柔。
And that is to say, he's the meekest person you'll ever find on earth.
所以我们看摩西没有跟以色列百姓冲突过。
And we see that Moses never had any conflict with the Israelites.
因为他很温柔。
Because he was very meek.
但是四十岁的摩西就不是这样。
However, Moses at 40 years was not so.
那个时候他很血气。
At that time, he was very hard-hearted.
所以这个大家如果都用温柔的态度彼此相处，教会会很和谐。
So if all of us can exercise meekness within the church, there will be great harmony.
那最后下面就忍耐，哥罗西三章十二节。
And finally, is long suffering recorded here.
人如果有忍耐的心我们就可以成就和谐。
If one can have a heart of long suffering, then it will be able, and harmony will be able to achieve.
所以十二节到十六节在讲要使这个团体的和谐。
Therefore, verses 12 to 16 speaks about the harmony within the church.
要以爱心为中心的一些美德来装饰我们。
And that is to say, love is the bond of perfection with all the virtues that issue from it.
好，我们再看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
要用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富存在心里面要达到我们教会的和谐，就是每一个人要有神的道。
And in order for the church to have harmony, the word of Christ must dwell in each of us richly.
因为有神的道在我们内心，我们对错能够分得很清楚。
Because if there's the word of Christ within us, we'll be able to discern what is right or wrong.
是非会分得很清楚。
We'll be able to discern what is good or evil.
是非对错分得很清楚，这个团体就容易和谐。
If we can discern what is good and what is wrong, then there will be harmony within the church.
如果对错分不清楚，一个团体里面就会混乱。
On the other hand, if we cannot exercise discernment, then there will be chaos within the church.
所以这第二点第三个和谐在讲教会这个团体的和谐。
Therefore, the third aspect of harmony refers to the unity within the church.
好，我们再看哥罗西书第三章的十八节一直到二十一节。
Let's look at Colossians 3, chapter 8, and verse 18 to verse 21.
这个十八节到二十一节在讲家庭的和谐。
And within 18 to verse 21 speaks about the harmony within the family.
信仰生活里面有一个很重要神的应许，就是要让我们家庭很和谐。
And the promise of God in terms of our spiritual life, is to have harmony in our family.
使家庭在和谐中能够荣耀神的名。
so that within the harmony of our families, we can glorify God.
是我们的邻居，是我们的亲戚，大家都很羡慕我们的家庭。为什么那个家庭这么和谐，这么平安？
So that our neighbors and our relatives, they can all admire our Christian family because there's great harmony.
事实上，现在家庭很和谐的不是很多。
And in actual fact, if you look around you, you will not find such families in existence.
所以我们能够发现一个很和谐、很平安的家庭，更觉得宝贵。
Therefore, if you can find a family that has great harmony, it is indeed very precious.
大家都会打一个问号，为什么他的家庭这么和谐？
Then everyone will put a question mark on this family. Why is it that there's so much harmony?
如果他的答案是因为他们信耶稣，那主就得到荣耀。
If their answer is that because they believe in God, then God is glorified.
那这十八节到二十一节在讲家庭的和谐，首先谈到夫妻的和谐。
Here from verse 18 to verse 21, when he speaks about the harmony within the family, it first points to the spouses.
因为伊甸园的中心是亚当跟夏娃。
Because if we see the center of the Garden of Eden, it is Adam and Eve.
所以一个家庭的中心是丈夫跟太太。
Likewise, the center of a family is the husband and his wife.
不是孩子。
It is not the children.
所以丈夫跟太太能够和谐，家庭才会和谐。
So if there's harmony between husband and wife, then there will be peace within the family.
因为他对上可以孝敬父母，对下可以教养子女。
Because first, they can look after their parents and also teach their children.
那如果丈夫跟太太没有办法和谐，
if the husband and wife cannot be at peace,
孝敬父母、教养子女都会发生问题。
Then they cannot look after their parents nor teach their children.
这个家庭就很难和谐。
Then there'll be chaos in this family.
所以这十八节在讲妻子的顺服，还有丈夫的爱。
So therefore, verse 18 speaks about the submission of the wife and the love of the husband.
这是神设立婚姻千古的一个真理。
And this is the truth behind marriage that's instituted by God.
是要达到家庭和谐和不可缺少的一个要素。
And this is one important criteria within marriage.
那二十节到二十一节在讲做父亲跟做子女。
And verses 20 to 21 speaks about relationship between parents and children.
做子女要听从父母。
As children, you need to obey your parents.
这是神赐给父母的一个权柄。
And this is the authority that God has given to the parents.
就是我们要在主里面听从他们。
That is to say, as children, we must obey our parents within the Lord.
所以这个权柄是神设定的，是不能够拿掉的。
And this authority is laid down by God. It cannot be removed.
有一次我到一个地方去。
Once, I was at a certain place.
一个女执事告诉我。
There was a certain deacon who spoke to me.
他说我们现在做父母的要 earn our respect, 从我们 children, 就说我们从这个子女得到尊敬是要我们自己去努力赚来的。
And she says that as parents, we need to earn our respect from our children nowadays.
这个听起来很合理啊。
It seems pretty reasonable, don't you think?
但是如果我们回到圣经啊，不太对。
However, this is not what the Bible says.
圣经只告诉我们。
The Bible only tells us.
如果我们的父母用神的话教导我们，就要顺服。
That if our parents teach us by the words of God, then we need to obey them.
不管他的生活是怎样。
No matter how their lives style is about.
好，那二十一节说。
But verse 21 says.
做父亲不要惹儿女的气。
That fathers do not provoke your children.
就是不要用血气来管教儿女。
And that is to say, you should not provoke your children to anger.
那么这个家庭在神的道理之下就有和谐的。
Then there will be harmony within this Christian family.
好，那从二十二节到二十五节完，在讲社会生活的和谐。
And from verses 22 to 25, it speaks about harmony within society.
我们除了家门之外，在社会上怎么样能够有和谐的生活？
And that is to say, outside our family circle, how do we achieve harmony in society?
请看二十二节。
Let's look at verse 22.
你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人，不要只在眼前侍奉，像讨人喜欢的，总要从诚实的敬畏的主，诚实敬畏的主。二三节。
Verse 23.
无论做什么事，都要从心里做，像给主做的，不是给人做的。二十四节。
Verse 24.
因为从主那里必得基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主耶稣基督。二十五节。
Verse 25.
那行不义的必受不义的报应，主并不偏待的。这里在讲我们的社会生活。
Here it speaks about our life in the society.
他说我们在社会上工作，如果像是给神做的，用这种态度来做社会上的事情。
So here it says that if we as workers in society, if we are working in terms of service to our Lord,
那我们会从神得到天国的赏赐。
Then we will receive abundant blessings from God.
但是反过来讲
，On the other hand，
如果我们是在眼前侍奉的
，If we are just doing our eye service，
不是很忠心的
，And we are not loyal，
使神的名受到羞辱
，And that it defiles the name of God。
25节说
，Verse 25 says，
要受报应的。
Then we will be paid for what we have done。
所以这段圣经告诉我们，我们做一个基督徒在社会上要尽我们社会上的责任。
Therefore, these few verses tell us that as Christians in this world, we need to exercise our responsibility.
而且要忠心去做。
And we need to exercise loyalty and faithfulness.
这样会成就我们在社会跟人之间的和谐，也会达到天国神给我们的祝福。
So that this will achieve harmony between us and the people in society, and also this will be pleasing to God.
所以我们看我们教会很多的信徒啊，在社会上工作都受到上司的敬重跟器用。
So if we look at our members within our church,As they work with their boss, they are being greatly respected.
因为他们在社会生活不是投机取巧。
Because they are faithful in their work.
是心存敬畏之心啊，在社会上在服侍人。
And they serve men in society with reverence, out of reverence from God.
所以他们所到的地方带来和谐。
Therefore, no matter where they go, they will create harmony.
也带给神的名荣耀。
And also bring great glory to the name of God.
那这就是神要给基督徒的一个任务。
And this is a duty that God has entrusted to Christians.
要在世界发光。
That is to be the light in the world.
所以哥罗西书第三章综合起来看。
Therefore, in summary of Colossians chapter 3,
第一个教导我们人要跟神和睦和谐。
First, it speaks about harmony between us and God.
要把心归给他。
That is to return our heart to Him.
第二个教导我们肉体生活跟心灵生活要和谐。
And second, we must have harmony between our life of the flesh and our heart.
就是要控制肉体的欲望。
That is to discipline and self and have self control.
要活在神的义中。
And to live in the righteousness of God.
我们的心灵就会有属灵的平安跟喜乐。
Then we will have sweet peace and joy within our heart.
第三点在讲教会生活的和谐。
And point three, number three speaks about harmony within the church.
就像用爱心来灌满很多的美德，结果教会就会和谐。
And the love is the thread of perfection that binds up all the virtues within the church.
还有要把神的道理装饰在我们内心。
And we need to adorn our hearts with the word of God.
我们教会生活就会很和谐。
Then there'll be great harmony in our church life.
第四点，家庭生活的和谐。
And point number four speaks about harmony within the family.
就是要以夫妻为中心来遵循神的道。
And where husband and wife are the center of the family, following the word of God.
来教养子女，来顺从父母。
And to teach their children to obey their parents.
最后一个是社会生活的和谐。
And finally, it speaks about peace within society.
就是要存敬畏神的心，在社会尽我们做人的本分。
That is to say, to have a heart of reverence to God, to exercise our service and duty in this world.
所以如果我们基督徒能够照圣经的道理做。
So if Christians, as Christians, if we can exercise what the Bible tells us to do.
我们所到的地方都是和谐的。
No matter where we go, we will bring harmony with us.
因为原来这是神的旨意。
Because this is the will of God.